Idahoans are saying goodbye to former Governor Cecil Andrus. Frankie Barnhill was there for the public lying in state ceremony Wednesday and sent this report.
The 19-gun salute at Capitol Park punctuated the somber day, filling the hot summer air with smoke. As the honor guard brought the casket into the Capitol Rotunda, an Idaho National Guard band played. Former Andrus senior staffer Mark Johnson led the ceremony.
It is appropriate that we should regard this as Cece Andrus's last visit to the State House, a building he really loved and, of course, worked in for many years of his life.
Governor Butch Otter, who was the Republican lieutenant governor during the Democrats' final two terms in office, recalled memories of working alongside Andrus. Otter says Andrus was able to take the long view in politics and work with people he disagreed with.
As St. Thomas Aquinas said, the things that we love tell us what we are. By that measure, Cece Andrus was Idaho. We were fortunate to call him an Idahoan. I was blessed to call him my friend.
Former Republican Governor Phil Batt, who is 90, spoke about his bipartisan friendship with Andrus in politics and the time they shared later on the golf course.
We demonstrated with many others that you don't have to be from the same party in order to get results.
Andrus was the first Idahoan to serve in a presidential cabinet and the only governor to serve four terms in the state. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.